Hello, this is Sean Randy with today's University of Life and RapidEnergyHealing.com and UofLife.com podcast. Today we're going to talk about your true identity. I just want to make one point about it. I'm going to start by telling you the story of Kilgore Trout, who is the protagonist in Breakfast of Champions, which is the first book I read by Kurt Vonnegut, who... Some people, I remember one guy in my graduate program just praising him, thinking he was the very best, coolest, awesomest author in the world. And a lot of other people think he's just bizarre. But I read this book and it was, you know, a lot of bizarreness in it. And it got to the end and it's all about this guy, Kilgore Trout. And he's washed up, he's old, you know, really a loser. That's totally safe to say. An unsuccessful science fiction author, but it keeps mentioning, of course, this was all long before he became president of the United States and all women loved him and stuff. And so it's really intriguing wondering how in the world is this character going to become president? That makes no sense. And then you get to the end, and the end of the book is what makes it all worthwhile. So if you want to read this book, you should stop listening now because I'm going to totally give away the ending. What happens is... Like the very end of the book, Kilgore is walking along and still has no success. And all of a sudden, down from the sky floats the narrator, Kurt himself, the author, you know, and he's like, hey, I'm going to make you president and stuff. And Kurt and Kilgore's like, what? And he's like, well, is there anything you want from me? And he's just kind of blown away, so he doesn't see anything. And as the narrator floats back up to the sky like God, you know, who created this whole book. Kilgore finally thinks of what he wants and he goes running after him shouting, make me young, which I think was really poignant. So that's entertaining, but I use that as an example right now to tell you something about yourself. You are walking around thinking you know who you are. And I'll tell you, whatever version you have of yourself, it is only a limited fraction of your true potential. Our brains are built of all these thoughts and perceptions. And when we were young, we kind of formed these ideas of how we thought the world was and how we thought who we thought we were, with fears and limitations. And sometimes that greatness within us even scares us, just like the Marianne Williamson poem about how it's our potential that frightens us, you know. And I just had this experience, a combination between my own experience and some people I've been working with, that made me realize that it is possible that if you really get in touch with your core, that light in your heart there, that's your real true self, that's better than anything you think you are, and if you can work with that, learn how to work with that enough to let it transform and inform your thoughts and kind of just erode away all of the limiting thoughts, then the rest of your life could be a complete non sequitur to the beginning of your life, to who you thought you were and what you've been accomplishing and enjoying. It could be way, way better. It could be totally different, just like Kilgore Trout, just, you know, transformed can be really quickly. So, by the way, this book I published last month, Heal Your Mind, available on Amazon and UofLife.com and RapidEnergyHealing.com and elsewhere. This talks you through how to do exactly that. I mean, it talks you through a lot more. It's got hundreds of different things, but this kind of thing I'm describing, there are several of the tips in there and techniques that teach you how to do exactly that. So that's the podcast for today, but let me just tell you a little bit more about the book because this is the first time I've mentioned it in a podcast. And that is, it's a combination of lots of different healing techniques. And just briefly, there are two types. Well, one way to divide it is two types. One is the conscious approach. So that's a lot like cognitive behavioral therapy, and it's got some good techniques. And it's really important and really useful, but it's not earth-shattering. But the other kind teaches you how to communicate natively, like consciously communicate natively in the languages of imagery and emotion. And that means you can work directly with the subconscious, not trying to translate the subconscious into conscious thought, but vice versa. And that can be really effective. It can transform things really fast. And Anyway, I highly recommend it. I've seen it change so many people's lives so fast, dramatically. People are really pleased with the results, and I just want everyone to have that. So check it out, Heal Your Mind by Sean Roundy. Pick it up, and that's it. So live smart, live happy. See you next time.